Media practitioners must be patted on the back for serving as the oxygen for Ghana's democracy. Speaking on Behind the News, the president-elect of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afew Moni, said the country's seat as a beacon of democracy in Africa has been partly due to the help of the media. Notwithstanding this, Mr. Moni criticized the media for being agents of democratic decay to some extent. This is because of their unethical and unprofessional practices in some of its circles. He blamed lack of media literacy for the rise in sensationalism on the airwaves.
If Ghana's democracy is touted as a beacon of accomplishments in Africa and as we molded away democratically, we need to pat on the back media practitioners who have brought us this far, who have played an inestimable role to bring us this far, because it's ingrained in theory and rooted in practice that there can be no true democracy without a free and vibrant media. And the vibrancy of our media system can hardly be articulated. Evidence shows that we have made it democratically because the media have really served as the oxygen of our democracy. So on such a occasion, we need to commend all journalists across the country, those who work in hazardous conditions. Research has shown that most journalists are stressed out at exactly something because they are exposed to harsh work conditions. They endure relentless deadlines, brusque environment, and unending working hours. Yeah. So you can imagine. So without the factors, you know,
25
combined,
to the 24
exactly, you are a typical example. Sometimes you have to sleep in the studio to package your programs for public consumption the next day. So we need to commend journalists because, and it's not for nothing that Gabriel Garcia Marquez described journalism as the best profession in the world. Yeah, and even though in this country, certain factors and working conditions do not support this assertion, but elsewhere, journalists are highly regarded, and the confluence of time, we think Ghana will also get there.
That is fine. That's the overall view. Some are doing very well, and some also increasingly give consent for others to also denigrate the profession. Can they be helped?
Certainly. In fact, a research conducted in emerging democracies indicates that many journalists lack the skill to produce textured or contextualized reporting. And that report goes on to describe some journalists as agents of democratic decay. So in our system, many can be described as agents of democratic decay.
That was President-elect of the GGA, Afew Moni.
A veteran journalist and lecturer, Nana Isulfikundia, has employed the media to be circumspect in their reportage. He also taxed them to use the day to reflect on issues such as desisting from sensationalism, enhancing access to information, and press protection from molestations.
Press Freedom Day has been celebrated ever since it was initiated. My problem is that the question is, has it given the media anywhere and everywhere, including our country, any respite from molestation, from impeding or impediment to access of information? How much has the media themselves done to learn to correct their mistakes of simple misreporting and failure to desist sensationalism where it is not due, whereby they really take people's heart and reputation and disintegrate them at will, maybe inadvertently. But then it requires that kind of knowledge and ability to be circumspect at this job. How much of Press Freedom Day celebrated with all that fanfare? How much of all of these things have been corrected over the years since?
You had a veteran journalist and lecturer, Nana Isulfikundia.